Everybody. All right, I'm going to tell you something before we get started this morning. All you folks that took the back pew and thought, I will not get picked on this morning. Guess what? You're the ones I'm going to pick on. I just love to pick on folks, especially when I'm on this side of it. So I tell you what we're going to do. If you adults aren't helping me with these songs this morning, hey, I'm going to make them old folks come up here and sing again. Y'all want me to do that? Y'all want me to do that? Yeah, we'll pick on them. I wasn't going to do this. I just kind of thought this up. So I tell you what, I need somebody to run this back to the sound booth for me. This is something I don't normally do, but I just saw a bunch of adults I wanted to pick on this morning. So hang on, let me see this. Okay, sis, I want you to play track number 2 on this one. She's standing in a pew back there. I don't know what she's doing. Look at her. She looks like a monkey. All right, brother. If you'll just tell her to play track number 2 on this. I need some help this morning. Yeah, everybody says, yes, you do. Every time I say that, I need some help, everybody says, yeah, he does. Let's see. Brother Hart, come here and help me out. You know, brother and sister Hart, they used to teach me in school when I was a little bitty kid, and Brother Hart used to coach us in football, and he used to give us real hard paddlings, and not really, he didn't. Let's see, I need somebody else. Brother right there in the white tie, come here and help me out. Let me see, somebody else. Let me see. I'm picking on the old folks right now, that's why I'm doing this. Let me see. Sister, I just like to pick on you. Come here and help me out. Yes, ma'am. I don't know why. You just stand out. You make me just want to pick on you. I don't know why. Yeah. Duck? No, you're going to be a chicken this time. Let's see. I need one more helper. Hang on. Let me see. Yes, sir. Brother Kevin, come help me out. Yes, sir. I've been picking on this poor guy. He picked on everybody enough, don't he? He needs to be picked on, huh? Yeah, you think so? All right. How many's ever heard The Lord's Army? You ever heard that song? It says, I'm in the Lord's Army. I'm in the Lord's Army. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. Hang on. March in the infantry? Brother, you're going to get to march. March in the infantry? Go all the way to the end down here, sister. I've got something special for you. All the way to the end. March in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery, and fly over the enemy. Okay, this is great. Y'all can scoot this way. You can move a little bit. You can take your hands. You got this? Okay. Just checking. I didn't know if we needed some WD-40 or something. Just checking you out. All right. You got this? I told this guy right here that I wanted him on my side, but I've been picking on him a whole lot. But I told him I wanted him on my side because he was so big. I said, you're the kind of guy that if you were mad at me, I'd just kick you in the knee and run. All right. We're going to do this Texas style this morning. How many's glad to live in Texas? Absolutely. So here's how this works, brother. You got to be a bow-legged cowboy. And you got to march like a bow-legged cowboy. No, I want to see you do it. All right. March in the infantry, ride in the cavalry. You got to kick up high-ho silver. Come on, let's see high-ho silver. You got... Come on. You just like you just jumped on silver and kicked him a good one. Go. Come on, bro. We're not moving on. What in the world? No, I'm talking like this. Like you're holding on and kicking it. Go. It still needs a little work. Let's see it one more time. shoot the artillery. Brother, you got a six shooter right here. Draw the guns, spin them, and shoot them. Not like this. I'm serious. There we go. And then you got to fly over the enemy. Sister, you know there's a lot of chickens in Texas. So you got to fly over the enemy. Let's see you fly over the enemy like a chicken. I know chickens. You got the wrong kind of chicken. I'm talking not buzzard. I'm talking chicken. You got to do this. There we go. All right. You got this? You guys have this? Okay, now here's what you've got to do. You've got to do this with them. So when we say march in the infantry, you got to be a bow-legged cowboy. You got to march with them. You got to ride in the cavalry like this guy right here that's just on a little Sunday stroll on some kind of little mirror. I don't know what he's riding, but it's not high-ho silver. And then shoot the artillery. You got to shoot them and then fly over them. Okay, go ahead. Oh, and one more thing. It says, I'm in the Lord's army. You say, yee-haw. Everybody say that with me. One, two, three.
Yee-haw.
All right. Let's go. Y'all ready? Give our helpers a big hand. All right. Come on, Brother Kevin. Give me a high five. If you're a dork, raise your hand. Oh, yeah. All right. Give our helpers a big hand. Thank you, guys. All right. You can be seated. Are y'all ready to play a game?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm just going to tell you, yesterday the girls beat the socks off of you. Both games, both points, the girls won. So girls, are y'all going to beat them guys today?
Yeah.
Guys, y'all going to beat the girls today?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. All right, I need two girls. And I'm going to need two guys, but just a second, I'll tell you what you need to do. All right, everybody have a seat. Listen up. Woo, Brother Michael almost took a trip. Not where I wanted to go. All right. Here's how this works. I need everybody's hands down. Guys, I want to ask you first. Some guy that was here yesterday. Tell me, what is the first thing we have to do to go to heaven? Yes, sir. Yes. First thing. Yes, sir. Come here and help me out right there in the white shirt. Pick a partner. Girls. Listen up. Remember, there's three things we have to do. What is the second thing? that we have to do to go to heaven. So that's right. Pick a partner, come help me out. All right. Here's how this works. I have got two baskets. Okay, now you answer the question. Are you catching or throwing? All right, hold this. And are you catching or throwing? All right, I'm catching. Hold this. Go stand at the arm of that pew. My goodness. All right, hold this. Pick up the ping pong balls. Put them back in the thing. There you go. And stand at the corner right there. Now here's what you've got to do. You've got to put that on your head. Like that. You got to put that on your head. All right. When the music starts, I need a lady to help me out. Sister Ashley, I know you can count. You counted for me yesterday. I need a guy that can count. Can you count? Are you sure? The guy in the gray shirt right there? Are you okay? Come up here and stand right here. All right. I'm not talking about counting your fingers and toes because you have your shoes on and we don't want you to take your nasty shoes off. All right. If it falls out of the basket, it's okay. If it lands in the basket and stays in the basket for a couple seconds, it's okay. If they like lean over and it spills, it still counts. So just keep account of how many stay in the basket. Okay. When the music starts, and don't cross the arm of that pew. No cheating. You can move around. You can bend down. You can do whatever you need to do to catch it. Just don't go any closer. All right, when the music starts, guys, y'all have to cheer the guys on. Listen, guys, y'all got beat bad yesterday. And so today, y'all have to make it up. Okay, girls, y'all toasted those poor guys yesterday. Are y'all going to do that again today? All right. When the music starts, whoever catches the most ping pong balls, when all the ping pong balls are gone in the basket, is the winner. On your marks, get set. Go! Come on, guys. Cheer the guys on. Girls, cheer the girls on. All right, come on, cheer the girls on. Guys, I don't mean to state the obvious here, but y'all are getting beat again. Come on, the guys are making a comeback. Oh, it'll be so close. He's catching up. Oh, all right, hold the music. I'm telling you, this is so close. Girls did not cheat. Hold this. Oh, how many did you count? How many did you count? 11 and 13. All right, girls, y'all win again. Let's give our girls a big hand. Sister Ashley, put them in there. All right. All right, quickly, guys, pick up the ping pong balls, put them in there, and have a seat. All right, oh my goodness. Guys are like bulls in a china cabinet. It's just something that goes along with it. Okay, quickly, guys. Put the ping pong balls in the basket. Everybody needs to have a seat.
Have a seat.
All right. Now, we have some puppets that are coming to sing for you this morning. How many is ready for our puppets? I said, how many is ready for our puppets? Let's make our puppets welcome this morning. Give them a great big hand. Give them a big hand. All right, everybody stand with me one more time. All right, how many's ever heard, can't even talk this morning, heard that song, Hokey Pokey? They said when that poor guy died, he was the hardest person in the world to bury because they would put his right arm in and he would put his right arm out. It was the hardest man. Come here, brother. Come help me out. Yes, sir. Good to see you, man. Come help me out. He volunteered you. Sister Hart, good to see you this morning. Come help me out. And isn't that just hilarious? You thought that was funny that I used Sister Hart, didn't you? Come help me out. All right. Well, this song is called The Holy Pokey. The Holy Pokey. It's kind of like the Hokey Pokey, but but not. All right. This song just explains itself. It's the Holy Pokey. Are y'all ready? You got this? You got this? All right. You got this? All right. Go ahead.
You put your right hand in, you put your right hand out. You put your right hand in, and you shake it all about.
Come on, everybody's not doing this.
You turn your life around. That's what it's all about. Your left hand, you put your left hand in.
To make these old folks, I love to make them sing, because when they leave, they're going like this. As long as they're just doing this, not this. Because when they do that, it scares me. All right. See where I'm at. Okay, y'all want to play one more game? Okay, here's the thing. Girls, y'all already have 3 marks. Guys, y'all don't have any. All right, this question's for the guys. I'm going to give y'all one more chance. One more chance. Guys, this question is for you. Hands down. What is your ticket to heaven? Have you played the game yet? Okay, what's your ticket to heaven? You got to get baptized, and the last thing was you got to have the... That's right. Come help me out, buddy. All right, pick somebody to play with you. Okay, girls, this question is for you. Oh, girls, right here. Quickly pick someone. All right, girls, question is for you. What name do we get baptized in? All right, pick somebody to come help me out, somebody that has not played a game. All right, we have toilet paper. This is not what you would normally use this for, what we are going to do today. Totally different. So when you go home, do not steal the parents' toilet paper. And do not try this at home. All right, are you wrapping or getting wrapped? Hold that. All right, now are you rapping or getting rapped? I'm rapping. Well, let's hear it then, buddy. I'm just playing. All right. I need some help. Brother Bacon, come help me out. Let's give Brother Bacon a big hand. I love bacon. He's scared to give me 5. All right, I need some lady to help me out. Let's see. Sister, come help me out. Here's all you have to do. These guys are going to get crazy dizzy because they're going to be spinning in a circle. Don't let them fall. Okay? Here's the thing. This toilet paper is just like a toilet paper roll. If you hold your hands on it, it's going to stop. If you put one finger in one side and one in the other and just let... You are cheating. And you just let him unroll it. Then it will go a lot easier. You hear me? Just like that. Not three fingers. Like just two. One, like that. Okay? Raise your arm. Put that underneath it. Like that. Yes.
Put it right there.
Yes, you need it. You smell like sweat. I'm just playing. You don't. I'm just teasing. I'm just kidding. This guy took a bath this morning, right?
Show did.
All right. When the music starts, are you ready? You got this? Okay. You're going to spin in a circle. Whoever gets to the end of the roll of toilet paper first is the winner. So you're going to just start spinning. If it breaks, help them get reconnected with the toilet paper. You hear it? Okay. When the music starts, whoever gets to the end of the roll of toilet paper first is the winner. Guys, you got to cheer the guys on. This is y'all's last chance. You hear me, guys? This is your last chance. Girls, if y'all beat this, y'all are undefeated in the games. On your marks. Get set. That means go. I'm not hitchhiking. No. Hang on, the other one. Hold it. Keep going, guys. Keep going. Put the other CD in the green one. All right, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. That's fine. Let it play. That's good.
You put your right hand in. You
put your right hand keep going. Hang on. You guys better hurry. These girls are catching up.
You shake it all about. You praise the Lord together. You turn your life around.
Oh! Guys! Man! Are you dizzy? These guys tore it up! Man! Are you dizzy? Are you dizzy? Guys, y'all finally won one. Let's give our guys a big hand. All right, if you'll help her get out of this toilet paper. All right, let's give our guys one more big hand. Everybody can be seated. It is about to get dark in here. It is about to get dark. I need everybody in your seats. Don't get scared. Everybody sit up. Sit up and put your feet in front of the pew. It is about to get dark. More puppets are coming out to sing for you. They are my light puppets. Let's give them a big hand. Make them welcome. Sound man is crazy. There we go. Give her a big hand. You'll pay attention to the hands in the back. Do what the hands do with your hands.
To believe that I can break free, 'cause you see, I have been down.
All right, let's give them a big hand. All right, it is quiet time. Everybody say quiet time. How many's had fun already? We have already had some fun, but it is quiet time. It is time to learn about the word of the Lord. So everybody sit back in your pews. Put your feet down in front of you. Everybody say G. We're going to go over our roles. Everybody say G. G is give. Everybody say give the speaker your attention. Somebody's up here talking, you got to pay close attention because it is rude to talk when someone else is talking. If your Sunday school teacher is talking and you are talking over them, it's rude. Everybody say rude. So everybody say give the speaker your attention. Brother Michael's up here talking, what are you going to do? Give your attention. All right, everybody say, oh.
Oh.
Just like you stumped your big toe, everybody say, oh.
Oh.
No, say it like this, oh.
Oh.
Everybody say, obey.
Obey.
Turn around that way. Look at your neighbor, tell them, obey.
Obey.
Everybody say, obey.
Obey.
You got to obey. Whenever one of the elders in here tell you to obey, the Bible tells us we have to obey the elders. We have to respect and obey our elders. Everybody say, obey.
Obey.
Obey. D. Everybody say, D.
D.
D is don't. Everybody say, don't.
No.
B.
D.
A space invader. Dun, dun, dun. Don't get in your neighbor's space. Your neighbor's trying to listen. Your neighbor's don't bother your neighbor. Yesterday, you girls were amazing. I was so proud of the girls. No girls. I mean, I did not even have to get on to any of the girls yesterday. They were so good, like little angels sitting over there. But there were like some little guys over here. And I'm going to tell you, you guys, y'all were not being angels. But y'all were being good. There was a lot of you that were being awesome. I was so proud of y'all. But there were a couple of you that I wanted to hang you up on a nail by the back of your shirt. Y'all were crazy. Y'all were moving around like you had ants in your pants. You were bothering your neighbor. Your neighbor couldn't pay attention, just like these two guys right here. Your neighbor could not pay attention because you were moving around. And Brother Michael had to stop and had to get on to a couple of you yesterday. Don't do that today, okay? Everybody say, okay. Do this. Okay, don't be a space invader. Don't get in your neighbor's space. Don't pick on your neighbor and don't pick your neighbor's nose. Don't pick on your neighbor. Everybody pay close attention. Sister Hazard, where's she at? Come here and help me out. Everybody going to obey the rule? Everybody sit here. Quiet time. Nobody talking from this point on. Come here, right in front in the center. You know what? Sister Hazard worked a lot to get this together. And all the other Sunday school teachers, Brother Bacon, Sister Bacon. Who else? Where's our Sunday school teachers? All their Sunday school teachers, stand up. I want to see 10 jumping jacks and 5 push-ups. No, I'm just playing. These ladies and gentlemen, why are y'all not standing up? My goodness. All right, these guys right here worked hard to make sure that you guys had a good kids' crusade and a good youth revival. Let's give them a great big hand. All these guys helped me with puppets and stuff. Let's give them a big hand. All right. Wait a second. I said give her a big hand. Let me see where I can find my hands back here. I'm just playing. You know what? Do you think Sister Hazard needs a present?
Yeah.
Do y'all think she needs a present?
Yeah.
All right. Let's give her a present. Y'all can be seated, except for you. Everybody count to three with me, slowly.
One, 2, 3.
All right. How many like presents? How many like gifts? Did you know that in this house today, there are presents and gifts for everybody? There is a gift for everybody. We talked about it yesterday. It is a gift of the Holy Ghost. Everybody say it's the Holy Ghost. God's Spirit wants to live on the inside of everybody in this house. If you have not received the gift of the Holy Ghost, if you have not received God's Spirit, He wants to give you the greatest gift that has ever been given to anybody. On Christmas morning, when you wake up and you walk into the living room by the Christmas tree or whatever you have, and you go into there, and there's a whole bunch of presents wrapped, and there's the biggest present sitting in the corner, and it's like all the other little presents are stacked around that great big present. You know what? The first thing Brother Michael always does, I run in there and I look at the present, the name on that big present to see if it's mine. Is that what you do? You always want the biggest present, right? And if your name is on it, how excited do you get? Imagine if we brought a present down that middle aisle and we put it right here and it was this tall and it was great big and it had your name on it. And I said, this present belongs to you. How excited would you be? Would you be like, ah, woohoo, all kinds of crazy stuff like that? You would, wouldn't you? Guess what? The greatest gift in the whole wide world, money, cars, video games, anything, the greatest gift is here today. It's got your name on it. It's just for you. Jesus wants to give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's the greatest present. You will never lose it. You can lose it, but it's your choice. He'll never take it away from you unless you give it back. So how many would like to have the gift of the Holy Ghost today? Brother Michael would. Brother Michael has the Holy Ghost. Brother Michael got the Holy Ghost when he was 10 years old. 10 years old. A long time ago. A long, long time ago. 20 years ago, I got the Holy Ghost. What a great gift it's been to me. And God wants to give you that gift. You know what? Today, we're going to talk about praise. Everybody say praise. Everybody got hands? Let me see your hands. Everybody got hands? You know why God created your hands? Everybody clap your hands like this. When you clap your hands and you're giving praise to God, you are just lifting up a sweet fragrance of praise to God. You're doing what your hands were created to do. They were created to praise God. The Bible tells us, clap your hands, all ye people. Everybody clap your hands like this. That's what the Bible tells us to do. It tells us that we are to clap our hands and give praise to God. Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you say that, you are giving praise to God. That voice that you have, it was more than just to talk back to your parents with. It was more than just to argue with your brother and your sister with. You know why you were given a voice? You were given a voice to praise God. You were given a voice to communicate and to praise God. That's why you have a voice. How many's glad you have a voice? Nobody else, no other creature on this earth can speak except for a bird. And I still haven't figured that out. Because I know they're crazy. But nothing else can speak but a person. And God did that so you could praise Him. That's why you were given a voice. How many have feet? You were given feet so you could leap and jump and praise God. That's why you were given feet. The Bible tells us that if we don't praise God, the rocks would cry out. If we don't give praise to God, if me and you do not give praise to God, the rocks would cry out and praise God, because God will always have something that's going to praise Him. If people don't praise God, He'll use a rock. Anybody ever heard, you're as dumb as a box of rocks? Well, you know why they say that? Because rocks are just there. They don't speak, they don't move, they just sit there. Rocks are probably the stillest, strongest, hardest things. But the Bible tells us that if we don't praise God, He'll use that hard rock and give it a voice, and that rock would cry out and praise God. I don't want a rock to take my place. I don't want no rock to praise God in my place. Everybody say, I'm going to praise God. You know what? When you come into church, The devil has one job. His job is to keep you from praising God. Because when you praise God, it pleases God. He stops what he is doing and he looks at you when you're praising God. When you lift up your hands, when you clap your hands, I believe that God will stop and he will just pay close attention and look right at you and listen to what you're telling him and what you're praising him and in the words that you're saying to him. He will stop and pay close attention to what you're saying because it pleases him that much. So the devil, when you come to church this morning, the devil came too. He come in here and he does not want you to praise God. He doesn't want you to give praise to God. So you know what he does? He can't physically come in here and he cannot physically sit in the pew beside you. Even though sometimes we think, that is the devil sitting next to me. He cannot physically come to church. Sometimes he can. But he cannot stop you. And when you raise your hands, he can't slap your hands down. When you lift your voice, he can't do that. But you know what he'll do? He'll put things in our minds. He'll put things in our minds to think about. He'll cause us to get distracted. He'll make somebody in the back of the church start being crazy so you'll stop and turn around to see what they're doing. He'll make your neighbor get antsy and move a lot so you can't pay attention of what's going on. He can distract you and he can keep you from praising God like that. Everybody say, the devil's not going to stop me. He's not going to stop me from praising God. Y'all see my scarf? This is not a scarf. This is a chicken. Do y'all believe me? This is a chicken. Y'all see my chicken? See my chicken? Does this look like a chicken to you, sister? Sister Trampoline, does this look like a chicken to you? Come here, Sister Trampoline. That's you. Give me a high five. You know what? Stand right here. We were going to pour water on her head yesterday, and she was going to let me do it. She's a super trooper. But I'm still amazed by this. I don't know what she puts in there. It kind of reminds me of a marshmallow, a toasted marshmallow. There's a little bit of white in it, but it's mostly black. Isn't that cool? Sister it's like a little trampoline. It's like boing, boing, boing. Isn't that cool? Sister, I love your hair. It's so bouncy. Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. It's like a basketball. Are you getting embarrassed? Do you put anything in there? You know, my mom used to have an oatmeal box that she put in her hair, but it was a whole lot taller. I'm thinking this might be a toaster. Anybody want some toast? Ding! I'm just playing. It's awesome. Your hair is beautiful. Isn't it beautiful? She said it takes her 2 hours to do it. She works all day Saturday fixing her hair. Is that right? Okay. I just made that up. Do you see my chicken? This chicken lays eggs. I love that kid. This scarf is going to lay eggs like a chicken. But you have to help it out. These eggs that it lays, we're going to say that that is distractions from the enemy, okay? Sister, I want you to hold out your hands. Good job. But here's the thing. You've got to balk like a chicken. Anybody ever heard whenever a chicken lays eggs, what does it do? That's right. It starts making a lot of noise. Did you see that? Did that just lay an egg? Did it lay an egg? I told you my chicken lays eggs. Everybody say it's a chicken. Y'all don't believe me yet. It'll lay one more egg. Y'all want it to lay another egg? All right. Sister, did you eat eggs for breakfast? Not today. Do you eat eggs for breakfast? My scarf eats eggs for breakfast too. During the week? Why not on the weekends? It's not a sin to eat eggs on the weekend. She said, only during the week. You don't eat eggs during the weekend. I know what it is. She slept in and didn't have time to cook breakfast. All right, y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Well, you got to make some noise. All right, my chicken has laid two eggs. Give my chicken a big hand. Okay, here's the deal. These eggs are problems. The enemy will come to you when you come to church. He does not want you to praise God. He does not want you to make noise in church and clap your hands and worship God. He does not want you to lift your voice and praise God. See, you know what he's going to do? He's going to distract you. He's going to cause a distraction. Those eggs are distractions. And he's going to keep you from praising God. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give our problems to God today. When you come in, if you will lay your problems down and just give them to God, get all the distractions out of your mind. Don't worry about what somebody thinks about you. Don't worry about what somebody says. Don't worry about what somebody's doing in the back of the church. Don't worry about what your neighbor's doing. Don't worry about what they have on. Don't worry about the bills that you have, kids. Don't worry about your homework. When you come to church, you just worry about God. You just put your mind on God, and you know what? He'll take your problems. Sister, I want you to drop one of those eggs right in there. She put it in. Now my scarf is going to eat the eggs. It's going to take our problems away. Y'all ready? The eggs are problems. Distractions. Jesus takes our distractions. He takes our problems. And he gets rid of them. All right, one more time. Y'all ready? No, there's no such thing as magic. It's tricks. You ready? Are you ready, sister? Are you amazed at this? Okay, now here's what's going to happen. She's going to eat the egg. Are y'all ready? I'm just kidding. We're going to take this egg, and we're going to put it in here, and I'm sure it's going to disappear. Sister, I love you. I'm just picking on you. Okay, put it in the scar. Are you ready? Y'all ready? Everybody count to three. One. Two.
Three.
Jesus takes our problems. He takes our distractions. Let's give Sister Bouncy here a good hand. He takes our problems. He takes our distractions. When we come to church, if we will put our problems in Jesus' hands, if we will lay our worries, our cares, our problems, our distractions, we'll just forget about those things. We'll give them to God. He'll take care of them. And we can communicate with God. How many want to communicate with Jesus today? How many want to do what you were created to do and give God praise? All right, I have three balls right here. It's like a red light. The enemy wants to mess you up, to get your mind all boggled, to get you all confused, to get you distracted, so that he can play tricks on your mind. He can distract you. He'll get you all messed up and out of order so that you will not praise God. So I want you to pay close attention. Everybody say, what is this color?
Green.
Green. Green. We're going to put the, what color is this?
Green.
We're going to put the green one in first. The green one goes in to the canister. The next one is
yellow.
We're going to put the yellow one in. The next one is
red,
and we're going to put the red one in. So tell me, what ball should be on the bottom?
Green.
Green. Because it was the first one we put in. Listen. The enemy wants to get you all messed up. He wants to come in and he wants to cause distractions and get you all out of order so that you will not praise God when you come to church. He wants to get you distracted. He wants to get your mind on what your brother said or what your sister has done to you or what your best friend has said. He wants to do these things. He wants to get you all mixed up. He wants to get you all confused so that you will not praise God. But guess what? He will distract you and he'll get you all mixed up and he will keep you from praising God. He'll get you all out of order. Is that the order we put them in? Let's try it one more time. We're going to try this one more time. What color first? All right. He wants to get you out of order and mixed up and off track and off course. He wants to keep you distracted from praising God. Look at this one more time. You know what? The enemy is trying to get us out of order today. He's trying to get us mixed up. So let's do this. Let's take this red ball. And let's put it
right in here.
Did y'all see where we put it? We're going to put it in here and we're going to get rid of our problems. We're going to give our problems to God. We're going to get rid of those problems. And we're going to tell the enemy to get far from us. Everybody say, get far from me, enemy. Everybody say, get away from me, devil. You're not going to distract me from praising God. Everybody say, I am going to praise God. So you know what we need to do today? When the enemy tries to distract us, he tries to weigh us down with sins, and he tries to weigh us down with problems. You know what we need to do?
We need to say, devil, get away from me. I don't belong to you, and you're not going to distract me. Let's give Jesus a great big hand.
People always use a cross to represent who?
God.
Jesus. We always use a cross to represent Jesus. So that's going to represent the presence of the Lord. It's going to represent Jesus. This is what we're going to use if you talk. I'm just playing. These little things right here are going to represent problems, situations that can distract us from praising God. You know what some distractions could be? Some distractions that could keep us from praising God. Maybe our brother or our sister that we are mad at, or maybe our best friend that has said bad things about us. Or maybe a problem at school. Or maybe a friend that is trying to get us to do things and we're thinking about those problems. All these things get cluttered in our mind. All these things get in our mind and they distract us.
They keep us from praising God when we should be at church giving God praise and worship. So when we come to church, the farthest thing from our mind is God. And so we're not really giving God the praise that He deserves.
And before long, there's so much clutter in our life that it gets between us and it gets between God. And before long, you cannot really see and feel the presence of God like you need to. Because there's so many distractions. There's so many problems that have gotten in our way. But you know what? Today, if you come in here and you've got problems, you've got situations, maybe it's at your home. Maybe you're at home and there's problems at your home that you just don't know what to do with. And you come to church and they're on your mind. Or maybe you're at school and you're getting bullied. Or somebody's making fun of you because you don't look like everybody else. Or you don't do what everybody else does. And when you come to church, that's on your mind and you're sad and you're depressed. Maybe you're lonely because you just don't feel like you have anybody. Those problems get in between you and God. And the devil is putting those things in your mind, trying to cause distraction. He's trying to weigh you down so when you come to church, it's like a ton of bricks are on your shoulders and you can't lift your hands and worship God. You know what? Jesus said we could cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. When you come to church and you're worshiping God, you're just casting your cares to God and He's taking care of our problems. You know what? When we give our problems to God, here's what happens. Those problems disappear. Jesus takes our needs, He takes our problems, our distractions, and He gets rid of them. He completely gets rid of them. And now you can communicate with God like you need to. You can lift your hands with liberty. You may have come in and weighed down with problems and you couldn't lift your hands and worship God. But you know what? When you give your problems to God and say, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix them. I don't know what to do with these problems. I don't know what to do with these distractions. I'm just going to give them to You, God. I don't know how to fix my problems at school. I'm being bullied and I didn't do anything wrong. People are making fun of me and I didn't do anything wrong. You know what? If you'll give that to God and just say, God, I need Your help. You know what He does? He takes those problems and He takes those problems out of your mind and you can lift your hands and say, thank You, Jesus. I don't know how I'm going to fix my problems, but Lord, You know how to fix my problems. And you can worship God. Maybe you feel like you come in here today and you've got all these problems weighing down on you. Maybe your parents, maybe your brothers or your sisters have problems and you don't know how to fix them. You can give them to God today. He will fix your problems. He will take your needs. Everybody say, cast your cares on Him, for He cares for you. You know, the Bible is a powerful thing. The Bible is the Word of God. These words that He wrote a long time ago, that these men wrote while they were moved on by God, these words that were put into the Bible are powerful. They're alive. They're still happening today. He said that we could cast our cares on Him and He cares for us. He said that in the Word of God that He would be a friend that would stick closer than a brother. When all your other friends, they turn their back on you and they walk away. When all your other friends, it just seems like they don't care and they can't help you. Jesus is always right there. That's what the Bible says. If the Bible says it, it's true. If it's in the Word of God, it's a promise from God. And it's going to happen. The Word of God is powerful. Everybody say it's powerful. It's powerful. The words of God are alive and they're still happening today. If He said it, this book was written a long, long time ago. But if He said it, it still happens today. The Word of God does not lie. It's powerful. It's powerful. If He said that if we were created to worship Him, we need to worship Him. If He said that we were created to give praise unto God, you know what? We have a job. We need to give praise unto God. If He said, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. That's what we need to do. It's in the Word of God. It's powerful. Brother Michael wants to tell you a story. I want you everybody to listen to me really quick. The church that Brother Michael comes from in West Texas or Wester Texas, there's this old lady a long time ago when Brother Michael was just a kid. Her name was Sister Kirkland. She was about 90 years old. Everybody said, that's old. She was really old. Her back hurt her. So she walked like this. And she could hardly lift her head up because she was so old. She was bent over like this. And she had a little cane. And you know what? When she would come to church, she would have to shuffle her feet like this to get in there. She could barely walk. And she still drove a car. Everybody said, that's scary. She would pull up at church, and everybody in the church parking lot would park way on the other side. One time she come to church, and she had a big dent in the side of her car. And we said, Sister Kirkland, what happened to your car? She said, oh, that dumpster at the grocery store rolled out and hit me. Well, we drove by there, and the dumpster at the grocery store didn't have any wheels on it. She hit the dumpster. So we knew that when she started backing up, you had to stay away from her because she'd back over you or your car or whatever was, bicycles, whatever was behind you. So we were, you know, kind of scared of her driving. She was old, she was an elder. And she just couldn't see very good. She couldn't move very fast. She got around so slow. She shuffled her feet like this. She was old. And you know what? She would come in, she'd pull up at church, and we would all argue and say, I don't want to go out there and help her in because it takes 30 minutes to get her into the church because she walks so slow like this. So we'd say, it's your turn. No, it's your turn. Well, I did it last time. It's your turn. But she would come to church, and she would sit on the second pew. And when she would come to church, she put a little pillow down so she could sit there because her back was hurt, and she would sit on the pew. She couldn't walk fast. She could hardly move. And she would come to church, and she would sit on that second pew with her pillow. And you know what? She had problems. She had health problems. She had problems that would kept her from moving very good. She had problems that kept her from lifting her hands very good. But you know what? The music would start, and it was time to praise and worship God. You know what she would do? When the music would start, she'd grab a hold of that pew and she'd pull her legs up like this. And she'd stand up and she'd lift her hands like this. And she'd start saying, thank you, Jesus, that I can praise you. Thank you, Jesus, for letting me come to your house again. And she'd start rocking back and forth. And you know what? The Holy Ghost, God's Spirit, would fall on her because she was making that sacrifice and getting rid of her problems and worshiping God anyway. When she would lift up her hands, God would touch her. And you know what? It was the craziest thing. I don't know. It was supernatural. I don't know how it happened. I saw it happen more than once. She'd be on that second pew, and she would barely stand up, and she'd raise her hands like this, and she'd start surrendering her heart to Jesus. She'd start worshiping God. And you know what? She would straighten up like this, and she'd say, woo! And she'd start praising God like this. And then she'd get out there in the aisle and she'd start dancing around and worshiping God. And sometimes she'd take off running. And I'm not talking about like this. I'm talking she would take off running and worshiping and praising God. You say, that's crazy, brother. Yeah, it was crazy. We would just be like, wow. But you know what? God would bless her for praising Him. She could not run. She didn't run into church. It took her 30 minutes to get into church. But when she got into the presence of God, and she started worshiping God, and she started getting rid of her problems and saying, I can't fix my problems. I can't fix my health, but God, I'm giving it to you. And she would start worshiping God. God would touch her. He would get rid of her problems, and she could move and worship God like a young person. You know what Brother Michael's telling you today? You can get rid of your problems today. You don't have to worry about anything right now. Right now, it's about you, and it's about Jesus. Most importantly, it's about Him. It's about giving praise to God. It's about touching Jesus, because that's all that really matters. If you gained this whole world, somebody was just going to come up and give you a great big golden key and say, this is the key to the whole world. The whole world belongs to you. It would be worthless. It would be worthless if you didn't have Jesus. Jesus is in this house today. He is right here in this house today. Listen to me, guys. Jesus is here today. He's walking through. You can't see Him. He is everywhere. Everywhere. He is everywhere. And He's walking through this house today. You know what? If we could just see where Jesus was at right now, where we could see the presence of God right now, it would be right beside you. It would be right beside you. It would be right beside. It's all over this house. Jesus is here in this building today. And you know what? I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine that Brother Michael is God today. I'm not. I'm just a piece of clay that God uses sometimes. But I want you to imagine that if Brother Michael was Jesus today, Jesus was walking through the house, and somebody raised up their hand and said, Jesus, I love you. You know what He would do? He would stop. And He would listen to you. And He would say, what? What is He saying? Did He just say He loved me? You know what He would do? He'd say, I love you too. And He would touch you. But if He walked by and you just sit there like this, He might walk right by you. You know what? If you said that to Jesus, He would stop. And He would listen to what you have to say. Did you know He can hear you? And He listens to what you say. You are talking to your best friend. You don't have to say, Dear Jesus, Thou art good today, Thou Jesus. You can talk to Him like He's your best friend. You can say, Jesus, I need You to help me today. Jesus, I love You. You can talk to Him like you talk to your mom or your dad. You can talk to Him like you talk to your brother or your sister, your best friend. Jesus loves you. He wants to touch you today. He wants to take your problems away. All you have to do is give praise to Him. All you have to do is turn your problems over to Him and worship God. I want everybody to stand with me. I want everybody's eyes looking right up here. There was a lady in the Bible. She had a lot of problems. She had an issue of blood. She was very sick. Very, very sick. And she was going to die. If something did not happen, she was going to die. She was unclean. Didn't have a lot of friends. When she walked into a room, she would have to say, Look, everybody, I'm unclean. And everybody would step away from her. Nobody wanted to be around her. She was lonely. She was a sad, sad lady. And you know what? She went to the doctors and she spent all the money that she had trying to get better. And the doctors just kept saying, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. I can't help you. I can't touch you. I can't make you better. The doctors couldn't help her. Her friends couldn't help her. Nobody could help this poor lady. And you know what? One day she was at home and she was sad. She was disappointed. And maybe she was crying and she was thinking, I just can't do this anymore. And you know what? Somebody said, come to her house, and they said, Jesus is passing through town today. He's doing miracles. He's touching people. He's healing people. Jesus is right here in this town today. And you know what that lady said? She said, that's what I need. And she got all excited. And she said, if I can get to where Jesus is at, He can touch me. He can make me better. And so you know what she did? She got dressed. She got up. She was weak. But she decided, I'm going to go find this man they call Jesus. And she started pressing her way through the crowd like this. She said, excuse me. I've got to get to where Jesus is at. Excuse me. Excuse me. And she pressed through. She had problems. People were saying, you're unclean. Don't touch me. Get away from me. And she was pressing through anyway. She was saying, where's Jesus at? Where's Jesus at? And you know what? She finally saw Jesus walking way up there. And there were people, hundreds of people just surrounding Jesus. Everybody was trying to get to Jesus. Everybody wanted Jesus to touch them. And you know what? She said, nobody else can help me, but Jesus can. Nobody else can help me, but Jesus can help me. So she pressed her way. She climbed over people. She climbed under people. She pushed around them. Finally, she sees Jesus up there. And she sees that she's getting closer. So she's reaching her hand out. She's reaching her hand out. And finally, she gets close enough, barely to where Jesus was at. And she reached out and she just grazed and barely touched the hem of His garment. Barely touched even just the very hem of His garment. She reached out and her little hand just touched the hem of His garment. And you know what? She felt something take place in her body. She was weak and all of a sudden she got strong. Something took place in her body. She felt healing come into her body. She felt her problems disappear. And you know what? Jesus stopped and He turned around and He said, who touched me? Somebody touched. Who touched me? And people started laughing. They said, Jesus, everybody's touching you. Look at all these people. Everybody's pushing and touching. Everybody's touching you. And He said, oh no, it's different. It's different. Somebody touched me and I felt virtue flow from me. You know what He was saying? I felt myself take care of somebody's problem. And the little lady that had the issue of blood was standing there. And she said, Jesus, it was me. I touched you. It was me. I was very, very sick. But when I touched your garment, I felt something take place. I felt healing. I feel strong. I feel better. My problems are gone. I'm not sick anymore. I feel so much better. Jesus had touched her. Healing had come to her. You know why? Because she put her problems aside. And she said, I've got to touch Jesus. You know what Brother Michael's telling you today? Jesus is walking through this house. He wants to touch you. He wants to heal you. He wants to take care of your problems. He wants to touch your mind. He wants to touch your soul today. You know what? I want everybody's eyes closed right now. Nobody's looking around. I want you to listen to Brother Michael. I want you to just use your imagination with me for just a moment. Nobody's looking around. Every adult, every child, every eye is closed, every head is bowed. I want you to use your imagination with Brother Michael today. I want you to imagine that Jesus has just come in that back door And he's walking around in here today. And he's walking beside you. Is there something that you would like to tell him? Is there something you would like to say to him? If Jesus was walking by, wouldn't you want to reach out and just touch him? Wouldn't you want Jesus to just stop and pay attention to you for just a minute or two? Guess what? Jesus is walking through the house right now. Jesus is in this house right now. He's walking beside you. You can tell him whatever you would like to tell him today. I wonder if we could just lift our hands all over this building. When you lift up your hands, you're reaching out and saying, Jesus, here I am. I want you to touch me today. Jesus, right here I am. Jesus, I have a problem. Jesus, I have a need, and I need you to touch me today. Is there somebody here that maybe you would like Jesus to do something in your family? You would like Jesus to do something in your school? You would like Jesus to do something in your life? Jesus is in this house right now. He wants to help you. He wants to touch you. Who in this house would come down to the front? I want all the kids, all the boys, all the girls, I want you to just gather around the front right now. I don't want you to kneel. I want you to just stand with your hands lifted. Nobody kneeling down. I want you to just come around the front. Stand with your hands lifted to Jesus. Everybody's eyes are closed. Nobody's paying attention to you today. Just you and Jesus is all that matters right now. Every adult, I wonder if you could just gather around behind these kids. Jesus is here right now. I feel such a sweet presence of God in this house. Come on, adults. Come around the front with these kids. Come on, we're going to pray with these kids. We're going to pray with one another right now. Come on, if you want Jesus to touch you, he's walking by you right now. Would somebody just say, Jesus, here I am. Jesus, I'm over here. Would you help me today? Jesus, pay attention to me right now. Jesus, I have a problem. I have a need. I have an issue today.